Thank you. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome. Our opening words tonight come from the Reverend Michelle Buhite, who has helped us with our worships this week. I long for connection, deeper, more complete, fuller, warmer, thicker, more complete. Who will walk, sit, fall with me? Who will risk the depths? It is not my calling to dive deep alone, plucking interesting tidbits from the settled debris. This is not show and tell, this is come and follow, feel. This is a lifetime of reclamation and reconnection. All beings benefit from our journey together, come.
Love cannot endure indifference. It needs to be wanted. Like a lamp, it needs to be fed out of the oil of another's heart, or its flame burns low.
Welcome. Here we are, the young adult community. It's nice to see you. I'm Colin Burns, and this is Joanna Tindangan, and we are the Young Adult Worship Coordinators.
Our seventh principle is respect for the interdependent web of life of which we are all a part. And part of that principle is to illuminate and recognize where we came from, where we will return to, that which nourishes and fuels us.
And this week, we have been exploring the directions of the medicine wheel in our evening vespers. You may have seen us outside, gathered in a circle under the stars, around a tree. Tonight, you will get a glimpse at each element that we've gone through this week. Earth, representing groundedness. Water, connection. Fire, passion, your heart's desire. And lastly, air, freedom.
If you could rise as you are willing and able, although you can also do this seated, we will teach you a movement prayer. This is based on a Seneca movement prayer that we've been doing every night so far this week to help ground us and connect us and open our hearts. First, we'll gather all the energy all around us, everywhere, and bring it all up. Gather it all towards you. And then we're going to push it down to the ground.
And then we're going to breathe into our core and exhale up into a chalice. Breathe in to your heart. Exhale the energy to one another. Breathe into your heart again. And out to the earth. Again to your core. Chalice. Heart. Each other. Heart to the earth, core, chalice, heart, each other, heart to the earth, silently.
Earth, spirit of the North. It represents groundedness. Think about all of the energy, the excitement, spirit of community, and the connections you've made to the universe that we've created and made here this week. Now imagine pushing that energy towards this rock and this altar that we've already charged with the energy from earlier this week. So gather the energy.
And now, if you would join us in the hymn, Return Again.
Return again, return again, return to the home of your soul. Return again, return again, return to the home of your soul. Return to who you are, return to what you are, return to where you are, born and reborn again. Return to who you are, return to what you are, return to where you are, born and reborn again.
Water is the spirit of the West, and it symbolizes reconnection and connection. Water is everywhere. It flows through our bodies and it sustains our lives. I want everyone to take a moment of silent reflection and think of how water has been significant in your life throughout the past year. Thank you. Now we're going to do a sounds of water exercise. So I'm gonna have this half of the area to do the sound shh. And you can go like this. And I want this half, you guys can continue, to whenever you feel like it, just go like crashing waves. Ready? Whenever you feel the impulse, just and any other water sounds that you might want to do.
Fire, spirit of the South, represents passion, your true heart's desire. Think about what brings you joy. Think about what challenges you. Think about what connects you. Think about what fulfills you. This is your passion, your heart's desire. As I light this flame, I invite you all to let your own internal flame light up your life, light up our community and our world. Rise up, O flame, by the light glowing, shown to us beauty, vision, and joy.
Air. From the east, spirit of freedom and life. From the smallest movements, with every little breath, to the giant jet streams that flow all over our planet, air spirals and turns. Changing the weather and the winds everywhere. It brings death with disease and viruses on the air, but is also a life bringer, carrying the seeds and the pollen from flowers and trees. I would like you all to take a moment to think of a prayer, or a blessing, or a positive thought. And in a few moments, we will all take a deep breath together and charge, infuse our breath with our prayer and our blessing. And all at once, we will release it out to each other and to the rest of the universe. So, think of your prayer or blessing. In a few moments, we will take a collective breath. Inhale. Charge your breath. And exhale together. Thank you. Now, I'm going to lead a chant, and this is a two-part chant, but instead of having one part and the other sung together as one, we'll first sing the first part and then the second. So, the first part is a call and response. You'll repeat after me. And the first part goes, strong winds.
Strong winds.
Deep waters,
deep waters,
tall trees,
tall trees,
warm fire,
warm fire.
And the second part, we sing as one together, but for practicing, we'll sing call and response again. It goes, I can feel it,
I can feel it,
in my body,
in my body.
I can feel it in my soul.
I can feel it in my soul.
This time let's try it together. I can feel it in my body. I can feel it in my soul. All right, we'll do the first part twice and then the second part twice. So. Call and response. Strong winds.
Strong winds.
Deep water.
Deep water.
Tall trees.
Tall trees.
Warm fire.
Warm fire.
Strong winds.
Strong winds.
Deep water.
Deep water.
Tall trees.
Tall trees.
Warm fire.
Warm fire.
I can feel it in my body. I can feel it in my soul. I can feel it in my body. I can feel it in my soul.
One more time with feeling. Strong winds.
Strong winds.
Deep water.
Deep water.
Tall trees.
Tall trees.
Warm fire.
Warm fire.
Strong winds.
Strong winds.
Deep water.
Deep water.
Tall trees.
Tall trees.
Warm fire.
Warm fire.
I can feel it in my body. I can feel it in my soul. I can feel it in my body. I can feel it in my soul.
Thank you.
Our closing words tonight are written by David H. Heaton. All living substance, all substance of energy, being, and purpose are united and share the same destiny. All people, those we love and those we know not of, are united and share the same destiny. Birth to death, we share this unity with the sun, earth, our brothers and sisters, strangers, flowers of the field, snowflakes, volcanoes, and moonbeams. May we have the faith to accept the mystery and build upon its everlasting truth.
Announcements.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
And there's a big stack of them tonight, folks, so settle in. I was counting on burning them after I was done, but okay. Okay. From the volunteer coordinator, RE space cleanup tomorrow at 1 p.m. here at First Church. Please take nice care of this church. I'd like to come back here next year. Art space cleanup tomorrow at 3 p.m. in the sculpture room in the Allen Art Building. That's in the downstairs. It's probably easiest to access that from the rear of the building. Labyrinth teardown tomorrow, 3:15 in the North Quad in front of Burton Dorm. And a note that the workshops shifts are important. They're necessary for SI to run. For instance, the cafeteria elevator operator. Without this, people with mobility issues can't eat. So the volunteer tasks are important, and we ask you to please take care of them as assigned. More announcements. Workshop leaders, you need to be out of your space tomorrow, Friday already. Friday by 5, please. For those, especially for the new folks on campus, parking. Please don't park in the admissions areas. There is a tow policy there. You can park. There's a parking lot right across from the church parking lot, church driveway here at Langston Elementary. There's also a parking lot on the other side of the hospital at the corner of Hollywood and Lorraine. Okay, the bookstore tomorrow at lunch, 12:30 to 1:30 is the last time the bookstore is going to be open. Your last opportunity to purchase some pretty cool stuff or buy raffle tickets. If you have craft items in the bookstore, please please pick them up tomorrow, 1:30. All raffle items the raffle will be done at Vespers on Friday night. Okay. Oh. I should have lit it on fire and then put it out. Okay. Okay, moving on. First Unitarian Church of Toledo photos meet at the Stevie, that's what us Oberliners call the dining hall, tomorrow, Friday, afternoon at 1:15. Kent group picture, noon tomorrow, UCC front steps, and it being Kent, that will be the UCC front steps and the lawn and the sidewalk and... Okay. Of course, we want to clean up the church, I know, yeah. Okay. In the celestial viewing department, courtesy of Randy Leeson, after Vespers this evening, the telescope will be set up on the north end of the quad. Saturn will be visible. That one I'm keeping. In the young philanthropist / artist news, a shout out, kudos, way to go, is extended to the Barefoot Urchins, AKA Elliot, Aiden, and Stella, a musical trio formed this afternoon. Busking outside of Stevie, the three musicians aged 9, 11, and 12 raised $156. That's a keeper too. The Oberlin UU Fellowship invites us all to come see their new building on this Saturday on our way out of town. They will be serving a light lunch and ice cream. What else is there to eat, really? Anyway, they will have a light lunch and ice cream from 11 till 2 p.m. The address is 355 East Lorraine. It's a yellow building just past the IGA. As you exit, if you're exiting town this way, it'll be on the right. And this is Lorraine Street right out here. I would like to welcome a representative from the planet Saturn.
Hello. My name is Kelly. Hi. And I'm going to ask you to take me seriously in just a moment, but not right this second. I'm also known as Allison. Tonight I want to share a couple of stories with you about three people from our community. One of them is me, Kelly, or Allison. When I, Allison, was about eight years old. I thought my life was pretty awful. I really did. In retrospect, some things in my life for an eight-year-old were awful. Some of them were. Not all of them, but I felt pretty certain that everything was awful. I also felt certain that my life would be perfect, perfect, if only I were named Kelly. And I had long red hair, and I owned an ice cream shop. Don't you think my life would have been perfect? I didn't know very much about food safety and stuff, so the long flowing red locks in an ice cream shop probably would not have mixed very well together. But anyway, in seriousness, it wasn't until when I was turning 15, the summer that I came to Summer Institute for the first time, I actually turned 15 at Summer Institute. This was quite a while ago. But it wasn't until then that I started to feel like it was okay to just be Allison. And maybe it was even cool to be Allison, because things were not awful. And things at Summer Institute were awesome. And that's a big part of me becoming Allison. I think this is what SI does for lots of people, not just teenagers. I think it's critically important for youth, children, young adults, folks who are going through all of those transitions to have a community like this. But I think SI does that for everyone. And so I, Allison, encourage you to do two things. Release and or embrace your inner Kelly. I'm sure you have one. And help others, if you are able, to tap into their true selves here at SI by supporting our scholarship fund. Yesterday, I'm moving away from Kelly now, but I'm still going to stand here like this. Yesterday, I shared a bit with you, for those who didn't know her, about Melanie Peskin. I'd also like to remember two other members of our community who we have lost in the last 2 years. Very close to each other, actually. Very close in time to each other. John Marshall was a longtime SI attendee, and I know many of you knew John. He was one of the most recent scholarship chairs and also a past SIPC, SI Planning Committee member, and a past chair of the SI Planning Committee. He was a passionate and emotional champion of scholarships at SI. I've been thinking this week, and I wonder if anyone else has had this thought, because John crosses my mind a lot at SI. I've been thinking how much he would have loved the wow, wow, because probably if you knew John, you would agree that he spoke in wows. He spoke in wows all the time. And more specifically for him, it was yes, yes. He said that a lot. He had unflinching commitment to the scholarship application process. He tweaked the application process and refined it and made it a really outstanding process. He handled every bit of information with incredible organization and attention to detail. He offered kindness and gratitude and confidentiality to every single applicant and to every single donor to our scholarship fund. John died last year, just a few weeks before SI. Both John Marshall and Melanie Peskin, who I mentioned yesterday, left really big shoes to fill in their roles in handling and building our scholarship program. One of the ways that I think we can honor them and honor their memories and honor their places in our community, which remain even though the person is not here, would be to support the scholarship fund. And I know that many people have already made plans to do that if they haven't been able to do it this week, and I thank you for that. I also want to talk a little bit about Amber Henson and remember Amber Henson. Amber first attended SI as a 13-year-old youth. And she transitioned into the young adult program and was here for several years as a part of our young adult program. I was acquainted with Amber, but I wasn't fortunate enough to know her very well. We were in different age groups and different pieces of activity here. Mary Beth, Amber's mom, I have enjoyed speaking with you this week and hearing some of your memories and pieces of Amber's life. I've really enjoyed that. I've been learning that SI was likely a similar youth experience for Amber as it was for me, a place where she felt accepted, embraced, and encouraged to bring her true self. Amber's life was dramatically and very positively impacted with the unwavering love and support from Mary Beth, and also from those same things from our community. Amber died in the spring of 2013. Just a couple months before John died. And very shortly after Amber's death, her ministers were working with Mary Beth to process the loss and to make plans for celebrating her life and remembering her. And Mary Beth realized that the most appreciated, the most appropriate memorial to Amber would be supporting scholarships for young adults at SI. And really that Amber would have appreciated that the most. One way I think we can continue to honor Amber's life and memory is by continuing to support scholarships at SI. That brings me to what can you do? And you already have ideas about what you can do. the kids this afternoon before dinner. That was awesome. $156, that was for the scholarship fund, all of it. And Elliot came to me and asked me, what do we do with this money? So we helped him. So we helped him. I'll get to what you do with the money, because that is a question to be answered yet. I forgot to talk about it the other night. Donations yet this week, we will get to that. But I wanna mention a couple of things. Something that you can do. There are lots and lots and lots of us with a campership of some sort. A campership is an accommodation for some of the registration fees, not all of them, but some of the registration fees for the staff jobs. And it takes a lot of people to make SI happen, and you all know that because many of you have been involved in that way. So I mention that because camperships are different than scholarships. And scholarships are funded with real money that we need to help people get here. So if you have a campership, or if you someday have a campership, perhaps one thing you can think about doing is supporting the scholarship fund, perhaps at a slightly higher level than you might be able to without the campership accommodation. I wanted to say, if you do any fundraising or saving over the course of the year to get to SI, maybe think about how much time do you need to fundraise or save to get yourself to SI. Maybe you can do it in 9 months, and maybe then you could do a little bit more for a month or two to contribute something to the scholarship fund. You'll be hearing from me a little bit over the coming year. And donations yet this week can be made in the bookstore. Tomorrow afternoon is the last chance that you have to do that, but in the bookstore, when they're open at lunchtime until 1:30, you can do donations right in there. You can give donations to the scholarship fund directly to Amy Kent, our registrar. These are folks who are handling all of our money this week, so that's a good place to give a donation. You can also give donations online. Probably some of you could pull out your phone right now and donate if you wanted to. You can do donations online all year long. The kids today were fantastic. There are people who are already thinking about all the things that they can do. One last thing that someone has done this week, which is pretty outstanding. Nancy Boutelier, are you here? She is here. Nancy Boutelier, if you don't already know her, is a faculty member here at Oberlin. She's a poet, and she has a book. And Nancy came to me and said, I would like to donate some of these books to be given to people who make donations this week. So there are 10 copies of this book in the bookstore, and for a $20 donation, we would like to send one home with you. So there are 10 of those in there, and I've had lots of questions about a song. So on that note, I have a poem from Nancy that was her suggestion that I would like to sing for you. It's not set to music, I'm making it up. This is called Dressed to Live. Today is my newest garment. Let me put it on with ceremony. Let me step into the day as if to bathe in the passing hours. Let me tuck the loose ends in with precision. Today is my newest garment. Let me wear it as if it holds my head high, as if it can carry me on its shoulders, as if it will protect me from the howl. Today is my newest garment. Let me fill my pockets, let them bulge with riches, light on the wide sidewalk, kind words from a stranger. Things perched, newly born, carefully placed, aging gracefully. Today is my newest garment. At night, let me disrobe, grateful and whole, knowing that tomorrow I will dress again. Thank you. I know that took some time. Thank you. There is one last very important announcement.
Don't throw that wig away.
In the aging gracefully department, it's my pleasure to announce Lauren McChrystal turned 25 today. Also, but in the aging, perhaps not quite so gracefully department, or the bridge too far department, it is my somber duty to announce that one Nathan Staples will be bridging out of the young adults immediately after this evening's vespers. I have to share with you an indelible memory that's seared into my vision of the now adult Mr. Staples, is of him stalking the West Liberty campus armed with the largest water gun I've ever seen, complete with auxiliary water tanks strapped to his back. But is Nathan here this evening? Well, the geezers await him on the other side of a shabby but sturdy bridge, and they offer Nathan a grizzled hug. That's it, folks. Good night.
Oh, so if you haven't noticed, this is the North Quad that we've been kind of around to and stuck around. This campus is actually pretty big, and it's a really beautiful campus. So if you feel like taking a nice little stroll through the campus, there's some really cool little nooks and areas to explore. And thank you, Kelly. Really appreciate it.